Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk
Radio. We are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, Pooja Desai from Believe Healing. Hello, Pooja.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great today. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing very well. I'm excited. I'm
good.
Pumped about the show. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, Pooja Desai, and Lolita72 from the chat room. How you doing, girl?
Hey, what's going on? Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. You weren't late at all. Right on time.
Oh, man. Busy day.
I know.
Busy today.
Yes. And it looks like we have a few callers already lined up in the chat room. But Lolita is getting close to the end of the month, so I'm going to go ahead and let you make your announcement here to begin our show off. We always try and get our announcements through.
Okay. For everyone out there listening and that's on the chat, we're giving out a fabulous special to the end of the month, so please book it early in advance. Adam is offering a $10 special for 30 minutes of a reading. $10, again, for 30 minutes. You can't beat that. And also, we have Pooja offering also a fabulous deal, too, which is 30 minutes of a intuitive chakra clearing. You're going to get a reading and a clearing at the same time in 30 minutes. You're not going to get a better deal than that. After your 30-minute session, she'll make an appointment with you guys after 3 days to just do a follow-up call for 15 minutes. So go ahead and book that appointment because that will take you one step closer to your next goal.
Wonderful. And thank you, Lolita, for that announcement. As an added bonus to our announcements for the beginning of today's show, remember, every week now we are running a special contest. For a donation of $1, you were able to buy a ticket, and we are limiting tickets to 5 tickets per customer. This contest involves signing up on the website for these tickets, and at the end of every week on Friday, there will be a drawing. And on the following show, which will fall on a Tuesday, so every Tuesday, the winner of such drawing will be announced via the radio show, as well as will be notified through the phone and the email address on file. This drawing contest winner will receive a 1.5-hour reading with myself. And in this 1/2-hour reading, it will be done privately. So book your tickets now before Friday comes. We're only a couple days away here. A few days, actually.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go ahead and begin today's show. As always, we will be taking callers with questions on any topic in their life. We are limiting questions to 1 question per caller, 1-part questions only. And occasionally, if the queue is small enough, we will allow a 2nd question through per that customer at that time. All right. Our first caller for today is coming in under the area code 908. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I talked to you before. I'm James from New Jersey.
Hey, James.
Yes, James. Hello.
Yes, I was wondering. Is it getting closer for me to be meeting the right female?
Well, yeah, we are getting closer, and the thing here right now, James, is that we just have to release a little bit of that grasp in order to allow it to come in. Okay? I think that, just know that it's going to come in and don't worry about it. Know that you sent the order off to the universe. You sent the positive thinking. Okay, you've basically done what you can to manifest it. Now it's time to know that that cook of the universe is going to prepare that order and send it to you.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that we are much closer, but I also feel that we can't be too worried at this time about it either.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful day.
Oh, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, what a great caller here that just came on air as a repeat. Our next caller is coming in by area code 818. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Well, hello, guys. How are you all?
Hey, what's going on, Alicia?
How
Hi.
You
How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, you know, life. You know how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, do you have a question for us today?
Yes, I do. I just found out that my promotion for my business is actually going live at midnight.
Nice.
And I would like to know if it's going to be successful.
It is going to be successful because you're going to make it successful. Why are you going
Good
in
answer,
with fear? Come on, you should know better than that, girl. We thought you better.
Well, it was a couple of misunderstandings between me and the company. So we
but
had
cleared
to,
up, though.
We had to work those snags out.
Okay, that's fixable, right?
Well,
hello?
Yep, everything's fixable, and, you know, it does look like it's going to be very successful for you, and I'd have to agree. It's going to be because you're going to make it successful. But I do feel that now you're targeting to the market that you're looking for, okay? And I do feel that everything's been smoothed out. Of course, we could sit here and nitpick and perfect it, but remember the message in all of this is that sometimes perfection comes through imperfection. This takes me to the story of the perfect potter who made the perfect pot with his apprentice one day. And then after making the perfect pot, the perfect potter made a crack right down the middle. And the apprentice asked, "Why did you put a crack in this pot? It was so perfect." And the perfect potter replied, "Because life is not perfect. Life is perfection through imperfection."
Wow, that was deep, Adam.
Yes, it's a very deep analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. So I feel that with this being said, I would say that, you're going to do good, girl, okay?
All righty.
Thanks for calling in tonight.
All right.
Hey, Michelle, I'll talk to you later. Sorry I missed your call there, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Pooja, you still with us?
Yeah, you there?
Hello? Can you hear me?
What happened?
Yeah.
Okay,
okay,
I got cut
girl.
Off for a little bit, so I wasn't sure if I was on or not.
Yeah, I was asking because it showed that you had dropped out of the queue, and then I saw your number come up again, and I brought you back on. I'm like, okay, you there, girl?
Is Alicia still on call listening?
Yes, she is.
Pooja, do you have an input or something? I don't know.
Well, I got cut off for a little bit, so I don't know if I even heard all the questions. I mean, I heard about her promotion work.
Well,
and
the question was if it's going to be successful.
Yeah, I believe so. I think this is the thing. It's one of those things where if you put out enough ships, they'll come back eventually. So this is kind of her ship that she's put in. She's learning to kind of put out her ship right now with intention is what it is. So the more she does it, the more response she's going to see coming back from it.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Well, our next caller for today is area code 248. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Well, thank you. Hello to all of you. How is everyone
Hello.
Doing?
Hello.
Hi,
doing
can
great.
You hear me?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was calling. I had a relationship question. I just wanted to know what either one of you saw for me in terms of a relationship. My last two were not the greatest. The first, number one, being a divorce, and then I entered into a relationship with somebody after that who I believed was my soulmate, but later found out it was not. So, you know, I've been spending some time on my own and just wanted to know what you saw for me. Or if you see anything at all. You may not see anything. I don't know.
All right. Well, let me clarify. It's going to take me in a moment to tap into the future here, but just to begin with, I'm going to go ahead and clarify that last one was not a soulmate, but it was a sort of twin flame or a kindred spirit. I'd say more of a kindred spirit than a twin flame, simply because I feel that you guys shared a lot in common, but then you also had a lot that you did not share in common whatsoever. And I think that person's morale was really lacking. Okay?
Yes, yes.
All right. Now, I'm going to take a moment to tap into your future here. Pooja, if you're getting anything on this one, feel free to go right ahead.
I'm actually getting a really strong message to tell you that this is a really good time for you to really nurture yourself and your dreams and to get really, really clear on what you want. Whenever you go through a relationship like that or something that's so it's hard to go through something like that and not be shifted or changed by it. So it's a good opportunity to kind of really take a look at yourself from another point of view that you probably couldn't have before, if that makes any sense. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So it's I feel like there's a lot of shifting and transformation going on right now at this moment, and I'm actually I'm told to really take advantage of it and take advantage of that time so that you can step forward with whoever's coming next with a lot more grace and a lot more empowerment, and you're going to it almost feels like you're going to hold a lot more true to what you are. Than maybe you did before. And I feel like you need, like you want it. Like I feel like that's what you really want. Is to really hold true to what you are. And it's hard to do that, you know, in a relationship that's that intense. But I feel like you're being asked to really to do that. I feel like that's something that you really need. And it's really important that attention is focused on you a lot more than it was probably before.
Does that make sense for you?
It makes a lot of sense, and very interesting. And even what makes sense, you used the term twin flame with the last person that I was with. I hear exactly what you're saying, and I'm definitely going to take that very strongly. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. As we're tapping in, though, there is one thing that's coming to my awareness right now, and I have to kind of get this clarified by you. Is there something wrong with a tooth or your teeth?
No, but I ironically did go to the orthodontist yesterday to inquire about... You know, just doing some work on myself, so...
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, number one, that's going to go fine for you when you do get that work done, but that's not why I'm receiving this message, because sometimes I'm not just clairaudient or clairvoyant, but sometimes when I absorb energy and I connect to it, I will gain physical signs, such as different parts of the body that get pain or some sort of sensation. And one of the things that I'm receiving right now is a very tingling sensation through my teeth, or should I say the one tooth that I'm missing. And it looks to me, in my clairvoyancy, I just see this big bright smile. And I want to say that there is someone else on their way, but you're going to know them by their smile, because their smile is going to be like no other. And through their smile, you're going to see this like ray of light, if that makes sense for you.
I'm listening. A ray of light through their smile.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when I see the vision of it, I'm seeing just this shadowy type of figure with a whole bunch of light behind him, and I'm seeing just this big, bright, very detailed, very clean, very crisp smile, sort of like the poster board smile, you know?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a time frame that you could see this in, or is that even a reasonable question to ask? I don't know.
Well, it is a valid question to ask. Right now, I could tell you we're looking anywhere between now and November, okay?
Yeah.
But to pinpoint an exact timeline, I really don't know.
Okay. I'm actually getting more towards December.
Okay.
Around that time frame. So I think it's going to be, I feel like almost between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll be looking for the person with the Colgate smile then.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys have an awesome evening. Thank you.
You too.
All right, thank
bye.
You.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, well, that was a very interesting message for that caller.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it's very rare that I feel a sensation like that. It's just rare. All right.
No,
do we have anybody with a question from the chat room, Lolita?
No, not yet. Mm-mm. Very quiet,
okay.
Actually.
Cool. All right. Well, our next caller is coming in by area code 810. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing today?
I am doing somewhat okay.
Okay. And hold on. Okay, Pooja, you just dropped out and came back.
I know.
So,
am I on?
Yeah, you must be in like a really weird reception area over there. Okay, so we are on air with 810 right now, and how may we help you, darling?
I have had a recent breakup about 3 weeks ago. It was mostly his choice, not by mine. But I respected his choice and decided to walk away so that he can figure things out. I'm just wondering, is there a possibility that we can work it out and if there's a future for us still?
Okay. Let's see here. You know, the one thing that I'm getting, I don't like to give bad news. I don't like to tell people what they don't want to hear. But I do have to remain true and honest with both the good and the bad. I really don't feel that this is something that's going to be salvageable. I really feel that this person just is not willing to do the work on themselves, to basically acquire this relationship in a positive movement forward with commitment. I really feel that this individual has a long way with their own process to go before they're willing to do any of that, and it's going to end up taking too long.
Okay. Yeah.
You know.
Almost immediately I got, yes, there's always a possibility that you need, you get back together and kind of work things out, but it was a, this is exactly what I heard. Yes, but it's advised not to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard. So, okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. Wish we did have a little bit better news for you. But remember, there's always another option and opportunity that sometimes is even better right around the corner. And
yeah,
when God or the universe closes one door, he always opens a better one.
Mm-hmm. And many times better for you.
Oh, yes.
Many times, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller, who's now coming in under the area code 757. Hello, caller. You are on air. All right, and it looks like we have now dropped 757 from the queue. Our next caller is under the area code 617. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello.
Hello,
hi.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing
good.
Great. And how may we help you?
Well, my question is in regards to work.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know, like, what's happening at work. I heard that there's some gossip going around in regards to me, and I don't know why.
Okay, Pooja, I'm going to let you go ahead because I'm going to take a moment to tap into this one.
I'm getting that you work actually in a really hostile environment. It seems like there are people around you who are, there's like a, it feels like a lot of aggression, anger, and intention is what I'm feeling. So it seems like people are really carrying around aggression. As for the rumors that are going around,
is it about
me? I feel like there's a lady, there's a female. I feel like something has been said about you. I'm not exactly sure what, but it seems like there's a female and they're showing me someone who's pretty conniving and a little bit, and again, aggressive. What exactly was your question? Was just if it was about you or what it was?
Yeah, is it about me or... or was there something, was there a rumor coming about me, or?
I feel like your name was mentioned a few times, but I don't know if, for some reason I feel like you have the ability to block it. I don't know what that means, but you have the ability to block the effects of it. Adam, what else are you getting?
All right. What I'm getting here is very abnormal. I'd have to agree that there is a individual in your work area that's been the root cause of this. It does appear to be a female. I'm feeling that this individual always tends to wear the same type of dress or the same type of skirt. I'm getting pinstripe, black and white skirt, or it might be black and silver. Sometimes you can't tell because the pinstripes themselves are either white or silver, and, you know, white and silver look so much close to each other, depending upon the lighting. Now, I'm feeling this individual occasionally will wear blue with a different pattern every so often. But all the ways she seems to be dressed, very professional, seems to really take care of her appearance, and is very superficial. Okay, is the type of person that will laugh and smile in your face and stab you in the back when you're not looking. But I do not feel that this is the only individual that's been doing this harm. I feel that there's people that are following her lead that are knowingly and willingly spreading this harm around. And they target anybody that they feel threatened by, anybody with any sort of potential that could rival their own. And I'm feeling that they're targeting you right now because they really feel like you're the only one there that could possibly rival them based upon your productivity and the way you approach things from thinking outside of the box.
Oh. So what I don't what is the rumor? What is the gossip? And not
there
people believing
it. There is no
it?
Rumor. It's just okay. that they're pitting against you. They're sending out negative
yeah.
thoughts, and negative vibrations,
that's
which are involving everybody else.
It almost feels like I feel like your defenses are going up because you're sensing stuff
mm-hmm.
being thought, and like it's more like you're sensing things. I do feel like your name has been mentioned a few times. That did come up. But it almost feels like your defenses are up because you actually feel it and you actually feel that there's something else going on. So it might not be an actual rumor, but it might have been like your name was mentioned a few times or someone might have said, oh, you know, something like
yeah.
That, like sarcastic or something like that.
Sarcasm of a way, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's specifically a rumor or not. I just know. I don't think it's as horrible as you feel like it is, but your
mm-hmm.
defenses are up for a reason. Does that
mm-hmm.
make sense?
So
yeah.
it sounds more like jealousy.
Yeah, a little
precisely.
Bit.
Precisely.
There's competitiveness and aggression is what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like they're frustrated with themselves. Is what it feels like. It's like they're frustrated in general, and you're like an easier target. It almost feels like you're a little bit more, like a little bit more laid back, a little bit more centered than they are. So, like they're feeling this inner frustration, and so energetically, it almost feels like you're an easy target because of it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that makes sense.
All right. Now, what I would suggest to you as a counteraction to this energy force right now,
mm-hmm.
can you get a picture of the building that you work in?
Yeah, I can get it on my phone, yeah.
Okay, nice. What you do is you get that picture, you print it out, if you
mm-hmm.
can, put
mm-hmm.
on top of that picture a white candle, and just burn the white candle, okay? And
okay.
when you do that, use Psalm 25, okay? And that should help. That should really help cool the waters.
Okay. Because to me, I'm like, I don't understand. I come in and do what I need to do. I'm basically
mm-hmm.
happy and friendly.
Yeah.
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 That's
what triggers it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean you need to stop doing that. It just means mm-hmm. that, you know, you need to just press on and not allow those that are threatened by that to affect you in these ways.
Right. Right. That's very true. That's very, very true. Okay,
yeah.
So I'll get a picture.
Mm-hmm.
White a light candle.
And uh-huh.
Say Psalm
over the picture.
25. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Say Psalm 25, okay?
Okay. Excellent.
All right. Thank
I
you.
I will do that. Thank you both so very, very much.
I know.
You're
thank
welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, what a wonderful show so far. We have quite a big queue here. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller who's coming in under area code 804. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello. Hi, good evening. My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia.
Yes, hello.
I had, I've never met this woman in person, but I came into contact with her back in April over the internet and the telephone. And I think we might have a twin flame connection, and she's holding a special place of love in her heart for the world. And I was married to an earth angel for 35 and a half years until she passed 4 years ago, and she taught me the most important lesson in life, and that's unconditional love. So I extended it to this woman, and she accepted. But as things were starting beautifully, communications were breaking down a little bit, and from her end, and eventually things were being misinterpreted, and communication stopped from her end. Now, I left a voice message just to activate it again because I don't want to step away from something so powerful as us coming together to bless mankind. So I'm just wondering if you pick up anything positive or negative on how she might respond to my message, because I think she was starting to open up other ways, and I think she misjudged me.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you that there was a little bit of a misjudgment there, not necessarily with you per se, but with the whole idea of meeting someone online. I feel that she really became discouraged because right now one of the biggest one of the biggest things that people are aware of right now is that not many relationships that start online end up working out in the end. I think it's only like 10 or 20% that end up working out.
I just have to qualify this. When I say online, it was through a blog talk program.
Yeah. I understand. It's still online. It's still online. All right. And I'm feeling here that this individual has not necessarily misunderstood you, but has misunderstood the connection that you guys have made because of the fear of the internet and meeting people on the internet nowadays. And I feel that this message that you had just sent her will be taken with the right, you know, the right context. You know, I don't think that she's going to read it wrong or, you know, get upset about it. If anything, I feel that she'll be happy about it to know that you're still out there, you still care. I say that this isn't the last time you would have heard from her. And there will be future contact. How far that goes is really going to be up to you guys. That's not anything written in the heavens right now to be predicted. That's something that is completely up to the free will between the both of you right now, simply because you're both leading very different lives, but you're very similar in the characteristics of spirituality.
Yes, you picked up on that beautifully. That's because even I was hesitant to leave the message. I was wrestling to give it more time, but I just felt for my own peace I have to either move on or resolve it.
And you know what? If anything, even if she did not respond to this, at least you sent it out, because then that's giving yourself, like you stated, your own form of closure.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, Pooja, are you getting anything on this one?
I'm getting really, really similar stuff. I get that the hesitancy comes from, it almost feels like it's not grounded yet. So the hesitancy kind of really comes from a place of not understanding how something long distance, or you guys are long distance, right?
Yes, I'm in Virginia, she's in Florida, right.
Yeah, how something long distance would really manifest, how I think she feels it. She feels connected. She's pretty aware of it, but there's still a sense that she needs something that's very grounding. And because it is long distance, it doesn't seem grounded enough for her. I do pick up on the free will aspect of it. There's a lot of indication that, like, the bond would still need to be worked on. Like, there needs to be, there has to be actual physicality and actual kind of, not physical bonding as in that, but like kind of being together physically in order to really
being able to see each other in person.
Mm-hmm. I was going to do that. I put her into a fear mode, and I backed right off it to make her relax. So I, if there was ever going to be anything physical to meet in person, I'll have to leave that for her to visit me then.
Yeah,
well, either that or just suggest that you're open to meeting in a public area that's very crowded, you know, because she doesn't know you. So maybe it's being alone with you to meet you in person that makes her nervous.
Yeah,
well,
and that's
what it
a
is,
scary
is she has a lot of issues that she's going through, and she's has a lover or whatever that she's having difficulty. I don't know if she's breaking up and getting back together, and so that's all part of it too. So that's all working in her.
Well, the thing is that with the lover, she's just trying to break up and end it, you know. I feel that there's a lot of difficulty there. She wants to end it but still be friends with said lover. She just doesn't know how to do that, and she's afraid that if she just ends it flat out, that friendship will not be able to be maintained.
Yeah, I've offered my support for her to call me anytime, to comfort her in anything that I can. So.
Yeah, ultimately, in order for her to meet you, these are only excuses keeping her away. They're not actual reasons. The reasons are very much within her about the fear of meeting you alone in a private place. Or, you know, she just wants to be able to feel comfortable that she's going to be safe at that time.
Sure.
Yeah, I feel the same thing. I think it's going to be a slow progression. I do feel that she'll respond back in a friendly manner, but I also think it's something that you need to consider really approaching with little steps and really become friends first. So you guys have connected. Now, communicate a little bit more. Really be a friend. See if you guys can, you know, hang out physically a little bit, meaning in person, and work on the friendship first. And it feels like it would be a gradual thing if it did happen.
Yes, thank you so much for that. That's what I was feeling. This is a confirmation, and thank you again.
All right,
absolutely.
Well, thank you for calling in. All right. Great job on that one, Pooja.
Absolutely. Me too. I do want to add for people out there that when things like that happen, especially when you're spiritually aware and you can pick up on the connection really strongly, our tendency is to kind of throw ourselves into it really fast and kind of just kind of go off of what we're feeling. But I think what's happening right now, and the universe is kind of shifting in this manner, is that we're being asked to be more and more grounded, especially with relationships and especially with, anything like that. I think it's just really necessary to take those baby steps, and especially when you feel like there's potential for something really profound, is to be grounded about it and take really, really practical steps towards it. And I think that's the way you have to manifest it. I think we're being asked to really keep the physical in mind when it comes to stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to throw that in.
Well, thank you for that. And I'm sure our listeners will be able to benefit from said. Thank you. Very profound. All right, our next caller is coming in under the area code 225. Hello, caller, you are on air.
That's so funny because the way you said you're on air is kind of my personality, so you already felt me before I got on the call.
Cool. Well, how may we help
that.
You?
Oh, yeah, I love what she just said about being grounded. And being taking baby steps, because that's what my question was about. A person who's been pursuing me for a few months, his name is Ibrahim, and wanted to find out from you all. His name is Ibrahim, and I call him Ibra. And he feels like he met me, and he said he just kind of instantly knew because he knew he met other people,
red
but they
flag.
Weren't the person for him. Yeah.
Red flags, honey, red flags.
Really? I'm glad you tell me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, be honest.
Like, okay, honey, he has got a heart of gold. Let me tell you something. He really does. But his intentions may be good as the day is young. But here's the problem, okay? You ever heard the saying, the road to hell can be paved with good intentions?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like as much as his intentions are good, the boy ain't got no common sense, okay? He ain't got it because he is not applying that intention in a proper way through his actions. His actions are very contradictory to his intention.
I'm glad you tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, I'm glad you tell me that. I get that, too. I'm glad you let me know what's going on, because I was like, what? I was like, this person, I'm not able to understand him. Because when I told him I'm just not ready for what he's ready for, I was like, I think you feel like I'm a challenge for you. So I'm glad you tell me this, because
he's like,
well, you know, the setting that he works in is around so many people. And it's around so much of the entertainment industry. And he's like, all his friends are like, but you're the perfect person for him. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, just give it some time and let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He moves too quickly. Okay.
Yes.
I just have to add that because that's the obvious. I'm just stating the obvious.
Yeah.
Okay. But he is just too energetic, girl. This guy would be running you ragged. Okay.
He's an instructor. You're so right. He's a martial arts instructor. So yeah, you're right.
I get a lot of red. So much red for him. And I don't know if Adam's seeing this first.
Yep. Go
it's
on.
Physicality. It's physicality, and it's very it's that active energy. Very male. He's very masculine.
He's an Aries. I bet you kind of like him.
Oh, wow.
He's actually passionate, too, and he's a little bit magnetic, actually. I feel like he's pretty popular, and he socializes.
Yeah.
But
he's an idealist as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's very, very red, but he lacks follicles a little bit. So there's a little bit of, I wouldn't say commitment issue, but it's more like he just lacks follow through. It's like he'll start and he's really excited, and he'll start and when it comes to slowing down, actually maintaining it, he's just like.
Now let me just specify that anything that requires action, physical action, he will follow through to the day.
Yeah.
You know, but if it requires a commitment emotionally, he will commit at first, but then the follow through. If anything emotionally, he does not follow through.
Oh,
it doesn't feel like. It feels
that's
like he still needs to learn. Yeah. He's still
and the
that's
thing
what I was
here,
gonna ask you, what did he come here to learn? Because I noticed he keeps feeling like no one matches up to him yet.
Well, honey, you're a natural
so
born healer.
Yeah.
You know, he's the wounded teacher, okay? And you're a natural-born healer. He's coming to you and because he's sensing that, but he doesn't know what it is. He's thinking it's love.
Oh.
The boy don't know what love is. He can barely love himself. That's why he buries himself in work.
There's a really strong attraction because of that. Feel emotionally, this cup is your cup.
Okay, Pooja, you're breaking up on us a little.
Yes, I was going to say, I can't hear you. I can't hear anything you're saying. I thought it was just me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can't hear
you
anything you're saying. Yeah.
Sorry. What I was saying was, this is kind of what's happening. I'm going to give you an imagery really quickly. It's kind of like he doesn't know how to fill up his own emotional cup.
Mm-hmm.
And so with standing next to him, and you're emotionally very, you're in a good place emotionally, and what's happening is you're filling up his cup. You're filling up his cup, and he's looking at as really strong attraction, but what it is kind of feeding off of you. But, like, you want something.
All right, Pooja, you're breaking up on us a little more. But I think we're able to understand the gist of what you're saying here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, but
yeah,
I think
up?
That you're back in the bad reception here. Yeah, you're still fuzzy on us. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah.
So
okay,
good,
I'm
glad you tell me that, some emotion. Oh, no, it's okay. I was glad for you guys to tell me because I knew something didn't feel right, but I couldn't put my finger on it, and it's what you guys are saying.
Yeah, it's you're picking up on the, like, the, I don't want to call him predator. I don't want to call him a predator at all. He's not. But it almost feels like he has his eye on you. And it's like a
right.
Sexual,
oh, yeah.
He's
my neighbor. He's my neighbor. So, yeah, you're right. He's definitely got his eye on me.
Yeah, it's a very sexual, physical thing with him. And he's confusing it for a lot. And because you're filling up his cup, like I was saying, or I don't know if you heard me, but because you're filling up his cup, you're invoking emotion in him also. But it's not, it's different. It's
he's
what's
interpreting it different than how it
is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh. I'm glad y'all came.
Right.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're
welcome. Great confirmation.
Thank you. No problem. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. Well, blessings to her, and may she find her way, as I know that there's something else right around the corner that's a little bit better. All right. Well, our next caller is by area code 912. And
hello.
Caller. You are on air.
Hi.
Hello. How you doing today?
Wonderful.
Hello.
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 Are
you in Georgia?
Is, well, no, my area code is in Georgia, but I'm in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, how may we help
is,
you?
I have a desire to be a healer or have a healing practice, and I have several healing techniques that I'm really not grounded in any of them.
Okay.
I would like to do one in particular, but I would also want to enhance it with other healing methods. So in the future, can you see me having a or having a healing practice?
You know what? I do see you having a healing practice, but before we go further, honey, do you know anything about root work? Because I'm getting some history on your family there with root work.
No, I don't know anything about root work.
Okay. It's hoodoo or using the herbs, you know, like medicine, but it's the alternative forms.
I have little knowledge on the herbs.
Okay.
I was thinking about that could be with my healing practice.
Yes.
Or it was a thought.
Okay. I think that is something you may want to pursue because I can see you becoming very, very good in that. And I feel that would be something that could be very beneficial for your practice. And I'm feeling you incorporating each and every one of them. But the one that you are wanting to apply the most, it does seem to be very capable for you to do that. I feel that you just tend to lack a little bit of the focus sometimes when it comes to grounding yourself in one or the other, because a bit of that procrastination gets the best of you as well.
Yes.
Commitment. Yes. But I'd say you can become very successful with it. It's just about the commitment. It's about the procrastination, getting rid of that right now and going for it. You have the capability. Send it out. Manifest it. And you shall have it. You know, one of the sayings out there is that if you ask, you shall receive. So ask of the universe for this, and then you will be provided the ways and the means.
so true. And I will.
All right. Well, Pooja, are you getting anything for this?
I feel like there's still a little bit of work that you need to do on yourself personally. And I feel like what the work that you do on yourself is really going to help you in your healing work. Because what's going to happen is what you do on yourself, you're going to be able to do on others. And you're going to... I do feel like there's the potential to have your own practice. I just feel that in conjunction with having your practice, you have to make sure that you're working on yourself spiritually. And that's what's going to guide you.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's going to allow it to unfold. So.
Yes. Now, because we're not specifically seeing what areas of expertise, I mean, I'm getting root work, I'm getting Reiki, I'm getting energy healing, and one of the biggest ones that came out is healing through prayer, okay? So what are the healing techniques that you are working on and trying to develop?
Reiki.
Okay.
Yeah, I picked Reiki up right away. I'm just getting to really practice on yourself. Make sure you really make sure you understand the chakras. Make sure you're balancing yourself every day. Make sure you're clearing yourself, and make sure you're learning and progressing. And as you progress, this potential for having your own practice, you'll be planning a the more you progress, and then you'll really be able to offer a few things to people and really, really show up as an expert, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thank you both so very much.
Absolutely.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. All right. Any questions from the chat room, Lolita?
No, not this time. Mm-mm.
Okay, cool. Well, let's see here. Now, our next caller is coming under the area code 602. Bringing you on air.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing today?
Hi. I'm all right. How are you?
We're doing
good.
Great. How may we help you?
I'm just wondering, I want to do something like in the field of helping people, like mainly my main focus is like on the victims of like sex trafficking, but I don't have any experience or anything dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a huge desire to help those girls and boys somehow.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't know how to go about that. It's either that or animals. Like, I also have a huge love for animals.
I hear you. Number one, I feel you working with the human trafficking thing, okay? The animals might come later down the road, and the techniques that you can apply to get involved with one, you can apply with the other. Okay. I'm not speaking psychically right now. I'm speaking logically. This is a bit of advice that I could give on that subject. Research facilities around you, around your area that deal in human trafficking or in the animals, okay? Research these facilities and find out which ones are accepting volunteers. And then volunteer at said facility, and you will be able to get to know the system and integrate well with it, and I feel that they'd be more than happy to have you if you find the right one. And I feel that, you know, through volunteering, eventually you would be able to create a career out of it that you could be successful with for means of your own survival in life, financially, as well as through helping others.
Okay. I've done a lot of, like, some of that. I've actually I've researched, you know, like, looking for that particular thing, like volunteers to do that. And a lot of the positions they have are ones that I'm just not qualified for, like you need a bachelor's degree or something along, or even higher, you know,
mm-hmm.
For the positions that they had available.
Okay.
And I mean, the only thing I found I could do so far is, like, I went to the ICE department and I talked with some of their agents, and I gave a
mm-hmm.
speech about it at school, you know, just to, like, educate other people. But so far, that's all I can really find to do. And I'm finding
well, then,
that, like...
psychically, I would say that you're on the right path, because I feel you starting at the very bottom of the ladder and working your way up. So even if you have to take the grunt jobs to begin with... Go ahead, Pooja.
I'm getting... A nonprofit? Yeah. Can you hear me?
I caught a bit of what you said. I just caught nonprofit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
Okay, good. Have you thought of starting your own nonprofit?
That's the thing, is I think about doing a lot of things, but then once I start to do them, it just doesn't turn out, or like the main things, like what you're talking about, I'm afraid to start because I don't know if it's not knowing where to begin or just thinking that I'm not able to do it.
Okay, so I think the first step is for you to get really work on yourself a little bit and get really clear on what you want. I picked up not right away. If you're willing, I don't know if you'd be willing or if you've ever had energy work done or any kind of thought of having anything like that done, but I would love to work on you. A lot of people who come to me are on the verge of really stepping into their life purpose, and what tends to happen is when I work on them, it kind of activates their creativity, their ability to manifest, and it really puts them on their path. And because I feel like you're actually starting a nonprofit organization is what I'm really getting strongly, and I think you'd be able to do that. But again, you'd have to start at the bottom. And what's really interesting is I worked on a woman who was kind of in the same position. She came up to me and she said exactly the same thing that you were saying. And she started a nonprofit organization. Her daughter had committed suicide at a really young age, and she came up to me and she said, "I really want to do this. I'm so passionate about it. I have no idea where or how to start, but I know I'm being called." And what happened is we had one session, and all of a sudden she started manifesting the right resources. Her intuition was a lot more clear. She was much more aligned with her guidance system. And now her nonprofit is, like, it's soaring, and I think it's been about 4 months. And she had no idea how to even start, but she just started attracting the people that she needed into her life, and it just cleared the pathway. So I don't know if it's something that's really unique. A lot of energy work doesn't do stuff like that, but what tends to happen is, it just tends to happen through my work. So if you are, if you're considering really doing this and you really want to do it from the inside out, then maybe you should consider getting a session, and then I could help manifest. And I could kind of teach you how to manifest the right people in.
Is that something you do over the phone or in person? Or?
I do it both ways. I do it over the phone and
you're
breaking up a little.
It aligns you to your blueprint. And so I do it over the phone and I do it in person, but it's kind of the intention behind it, and so I can really kind of help you align to that and help you open up to your own guidance system. And what's going to happen is you're going to be a lot more centered, and you'll know where to start. You would start building your foundation, and you would still do what Adam has suggested you to do and has seen. You would still kind of get your foot into other organizations and other places, but those are the people who are going to actually help you, because I do feel like you're kind of being called to start something.
Right.
And I don't know if Adam...
I would agree, and I do feel that a healing session with Pooja Desai right now taking advantage of her special on HowPsychic.com would be really awesome for you, because it would give you that taste of what she does. And then I think you might need a little bit further work, but that depends on how Pooja feels after the session's done with you. So taking advantage of that, I really feel, would help you clear away and help that manifestation. I just have to agree with what Pooja was saying here. I was kind of vibing off of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a shift. And usually I'm not one to kind of speak up like that, but your story was so similar to the woman that I worked on. I just had a conversation with her yesterday. It's really interesting. And her face just started, just popped up into my head while you're talking. And so I feel like you're exactly the same. She's a little bit older. She's, I want to say she's 40-something. A little bit older.
Really? Okay. Because that's what I'm worried about, too, is I'm, like, 37, so it's like I sort of feel like, okay, Shiloh's kind of late to...
No. She's
just thinking of something, you know?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. I'm aligned with your purpose, and you're attracting the things you need, and you're pushing less, amazing things happen, and especially if your heart's behind it, and I do feel like you're being called and aligned. I just kept getting nonprofit. And you can do a sign.
Okay.
And start at the bottom.
You're
and
breaking in and out again.
Hello?
Yep.
Okay.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Yeah. But I would love to talk to you. I don't know if Adam could get your number down.
Pooja?
Can you hear me?
Hold on one moment. I've got your number here, and I'll just give it to Pooja when we're done, okay?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Perfect. Okay, great.
Okay,
and I will call you after the show.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, just hold on one moment so I can make sure that I copy your number, because sometimes people will fall out of my queue before I'm able to get their number. All right, there we go. And, well, thank you for calling in, and you have a great day. I have the number. I will relay that over to Pooja for you. And if you want to visit the website, it is howpsychic.com. All right.
How
thanks for calling
how?
In. Have a great evening. No, how, as in, like, how are you?
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, and as always, it is an honor to host the show with Lolita72 from the chat room and Pooja Desai from Believe Healing. Thank
hey,
you
Adam?
Both. Yes?
I have two quick questions from chat that just came in. Pamela wants to know if you see love coming in her life.
Okay. Pamela?
Yeah.
Pamela.
P-A-M-L-A. All right. Yeah, I do feel that love is coming into her life, and it looks to be sometime within the second week of August.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm getting between August and November is what I was getting. I feel like she'll meet him in August. August. Wait, did you say August or October?
Yes, I said August.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. For some reason, I was thinking October. I feel like by the November, cherishing their time together. Like, I think they're going to meet in August, and it's going to be kind of long. Like, it feels like it's going to be long term, but it's also going to take a while to kind of develop. And so, around the November time frame is when they just keep getting cherish your time. So they're going to really be cherishing their time together by that time.
Oh yes. Cool. And what's the second question, Lolita?
Nectars wants to know if she'll reconnect with Kevin on a deeper level.
Okay, let's see here. I do see a reconnection with Kevin on a level per se, but I don't know how deep that's going to go. I'm just feeling that there's more communication with Kevin coming up in the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
All right.
I have to agree with what I'm going to say. still getting.
Okay. Well, thank you guys. As always, it's an honor to be here hosting the show with both of you, Lolita 72 and Pooja Desai from Believe Healing. And as always, I want to thank our callers and our listeners, for it is truly for you guys that our show grows every time we host it here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Our show time will now officially be moving to 10 p.m. each time we do bring on the show. And in future notice, on the next show, I will once more make this announcement before the change becomes permanent. Our callers, I see that we have a 954 area code. I know that I missed you last time. Please call into the next show a little bit earlier, and I will try and bring you on. Just try and make sure you're in here as early as possible so we can get to you. And thank you, everyone. Namaste and good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Namaste.